And she's the greatest woman on the planet. I will tell you that flat out. When these little kids like come to the door and sell magazines, she doesn't even balk at it. She just checks them off. But the problem is, she doesn't look at what she's checking off. So we get these bizarre magazines. We get a magazine called Modern Ferret. It's a magazine about that hairy rat, I swear to God. And if you ever see it, pick it up. And on the inside cover, it's a woman and the man who published this magazine. Wrote this inscription: someday we hope to make money doing what we love, playing with our ferret. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Pee Wee Herman lose a lot of money playing with his ferret? We get a magazine called Birds and Blooms. Dear God, it's about birds and flowers and people writing with their problems. What problems do you have other than being a psycho for subscribing to this magazine? But people write in. A guy wrote in. A guy wrote in, wanted to know where he could find an inexpensive way to put a dripper on his bird bath. Tip it. Who are these people that you can't figure out? Tip it. One woman wrote in, she said she wanted to know where she could find a goose footprint stencil. Okay, my first thought was, where have you looked? Was goosefootprintstencil.com out of them? And why do you want a goose footprint stencil? So you can stamp goose footprints in your garden, hoping that your neighbor comes by and goes, Joyce, did you get a goose? No, it's a stencil. Shut up. And a lady wrote in one letter, she wanted to know where she could find a hummingbird feeder that would attach itself to the outside of a recreational vehicle. What kind of sick individual? Is it not bad enough, folks, this little bird has to beat his wings 1,000 times a second? Now he's got to catch up to a moving RV going 70 miles an hour for a drink of red sugar water. You guys, you've been great. Thank you very much.